Gods and ladies, welcome to the Junior Classics.
Hi there, I'm Sir Bradley Hassey, a teller of borrowed tales. Join me as I share stories of courage, adventure, and wonder. But don't take my word for it. You can find out for yourself on today's Junior Classic.
Little pig, let me come in.
No, no, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in.
Welcome back, Junior Scholars. My name is Sir Bradley, guardian of the written word and your guide through the Junior Classics. I have missed you, but I have returned with more stories of wonder, adventure, and excitement. Our mission is to safeguard the wisdom in the classics and inspire children with a love of good reading and a real and lasting interest in Western literature, history, and scholarship. My goal is to breathe new life into the greatest stories ever told, spark the imagination, and delight my listeners. If this is your first time listening, thank you for joining us, and a very special thank you to my loyal listeners who tune in each and every episode. You know who you are. And my enduring appreciation to my first patrons who have helped keep the show going with their generous donations. One quick update I have is that I recently created a YouTube channel called Junior Classics Podcast. I created some videos of an epic mountain adventure I embarked on recently, and I want to share the highlights with you. I share some camping and hiking skills. I teach how to clean and cook a fish over a fire. You can watch us climb to the top of the tallest mountain in the entire area, and much more. So go check that out at Junior Classics Podcast on YouTube. If you are just tuning in, we just finished Season 1, Old Favorite Fairy Tales. And today's episode is the beginning of Season 2, Tales from Around the World. We're going on a journey to visit different nations to hear their greatest stories. We will focus, for a time, on tales from Germany, Norway, France, India, the American Indians, and many more. I'm sure you're going to hear stories you've never heard before, as will I. And we begin with merry old England. Since most of us speak English, I figured it is a fitting place to start. Today's tale is one of the most well-known in the Western world and has been told countless times to children throughout the years. It is the story of the three little pigs. It is said to have been printed at around 1840, but the story itself is believed to be much older than that. The story has been retold many times since it was created, with some changes over that time. So what makes this tale English? Well, I bet you have heard the story of the three little pigs before, but probably not this version, because I had not either. There is a longer story having to do with the third pig that is removed from many modern versions, and in this removed part are the details which pin the story to a seaside village called Shanklin. Shanklin is located on an island off the southern coast of England called the Isle of Wight. That's W-I-G-H-T. What I want you to do is ask your parents to look at a map and try and locate the village of Shanklin on the Isle of Wight in England. That is your task. But before we get to the story,
lost and found words!
Listen carefully to the meaning of these words and try and spot them during the story. Our first word is sow. That is S-O-W, sow. A sow is an adult female pig. Our second word is furs with a Z, F-U-R-Z-E, furs. Furs is a wild bush with sharp thorns and small yellow flowers. In spite of its durability, it is not used for construction because the plant is too small and the wood is unstable. The pig that built his house with furs is the same as saying the pig built his house with sticks. And our last word is a butter churn. A butter churn is a device that is used to convert cream into butter. This is done by inserting a pole through the lid of the churn and rotating it. Now, on to the show! The story of the three little pigs is a story about three pigs that have human-like features. They all build a house of their own. One pig builds his house out of straw. The second pig builds his house out of furs or sticks. While the third pig builds his house out of bricks. Then there is a wolf, a big, bad wolf, that apparently is very hungry, and he only wants to eat the pigs. The only protection the pigs have from the wolf is the house that each pig built with his own choice of materials. Before we listen, ask yourself these questions. If you were one of the pigs, would you build your house out of straw, sticks, or brick? And why would you choose that material? Listen carefully to the story and be prepared to answer those questions at the end. It's been weeks since I read a junior classic, so I'm just dying to get to this. But I can't stop thinking, what pigs will be eaten? Whose house will last? What is the Shanklin Fair? And what will happen to the big, bad wolf?
The Story of the Three Little Pigs by Joseph Jacobs.
Once upon a time, there was an old sow with three little pigs. And as she had not enough to keep them, she sent them out to seek their fortune. The first that went off met a man with a bundle of straw and said to him,
"Please, man, give me that straw to build me a house."
Which the man did, and the little pig built a house with it. Presently came along a wolf and knocked at the door.
Little pig, let me come in.
No, no, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in.
So he huffed and he puffed and he blew his house in and ate up the little pig. The second little pig met a man with a bundle of furs.
"Please, man, give me that furs to build a house."
Which the man did, and the pig built his house. Then along came the wolf.
Little pig, let me come in.
No, no, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in.
So he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed. And at last he blew the house down and he ate up the little pig. The third little pig met a man with a load of bricks.
"Please, man, give me those bricks to build a house with."
So the man gave him the bricks, and he built his house with them. So the wolf came, as he did to the other little pigs.
Little pig, let me come in."
"No, no, by the hair of my chinny chin chin."
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in."
Well, he huffed and he puffed and he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and huffed. But he could not get the house down. When he found out that he could not, with all his huffing and puffing, blow the house down, he said to the little pig,
"Little pig, I know where there is a nice field of turnips."
"Where?"
"Oh, in Mr. Smith's home field. And if you will be ready tomorrow morning, I will call for you, and we will go together and get some for dinner."
"Very well. I will be ready. What time do you mean to go?"
"Oh, at 6 o'clock.
Well, the little pig got up at 5 and got the turnips before the wolf came, which he did about 6.
"Little pig, are you ready?"
"Ready. I've been and come back again and got a nice potful for dinner."
The wolf felt very angry at this, but thought that he would be up to the little pig somehow or other.
"Little pig, I know where there is a nice apple tree."
"Where?"
down at Merry Garden. And if you will not deceive me, I will come for you at 5 o'clock tomorrow and get some apples.
Well, the little pig bustled up the next morning at 4 o'clock and went off for the apples, hoping to get back before the wolf came. But he had further to go and had to climb the tree, so that just as he was coming down from it, he saw the wolf coming, which, as you may suppose, frightened him very much.
Little pig, what? Are you here before me? Are they nice apples?
Yes, very. I will throw you down one.
And he threw it so far that while the wolf was gone to pick it up, the little pig jumped down and ran home. The next day, the wolf came again.
Little pig, there's a fair at Shanklin this afternoon. Will you go?
Oh, yes, I will go. What time shall you be ready?
At 3.
So the little pig went off before the time as usual and got to the fair and bought a butter churn which he was going home with when he saw the wolf coming. Then he could not tell what to do, so he got into the churn to hide, and by so doing turned it round, and it rolled down the hill with the pig in it, which frightened the wolf so much that he ran home without going to the fair. He went to the little pig's house and told him how frightened he had been by a great round thing which came down the hill past him.
Ha! I frightened you then. I had been to the fair and bought a butter churn, and when I saw you, I got into it and rolled down the hill.
Then the wolf was very angry indeed, and declared he would eat up the little pig, and that he would get down the chimney after him. When the little pig saw what he was about, he hung on the pot full of water and made up a blazing fire. And just as the wolf was coming down, took off the cover, and in fell the wolf. So the little pig put on the cover again in an instant, boiled him up, and ate him for supper, and lived happy ever afterwards.
The end.
There we have it. Season 2 is in the books with the 3 little pigs. So, after hearing the story, which material would you choose to build your house with? I'm pretty sure you would pick bricks. Why? It's more sturdy and provides protection that the straw and furs simply could not. The first and second pig that did not build their house with brick were not as worried about any kind of danger and were lazy with their construction. But the pig that did build the house with brick had a rock-solid home in which to protect himself from the big bad wolf. Through hard work, you can be better prepared in life. Just like the wolf presented a dangerous challenge to the pigs, be sure challenges will come up in your life, unexpectedly, that can threaten the people, places, and things you love. The lesson is this, Junior Scholars. You should always take the time to do anything in your life properly and to the best of your ability. If you couple hard work with careful planning, you can help protect yourself from harm. When the big bad wolf comes knocking, hopefully you already built a strong brick house upon a firm foundation. Until next time, Junior Scholars, I am Sir Bradley. Be brave, be loyal, and speak the truth.
Now for you parents out there, I want you to understand why we are doing this, what we are trying to achieve, and how you can help us. This is a rescue operation to preserve the classics and the wisdom within before it is lost forever. Our goal is to inspire children with a love of good reading by safeguarding and breathing new life into the greatest stories in history and empower you, the parents, with a resource you can trust to enrich your child's mind and spirit. We don't want these stories and the wisdom within to be forgotten, so our children don't have to learn these lessons on their own. The most important thing you can do for us is to spread the message and tell others about these stories and what we are doing. If you want to donate, we would love that as well. My promise is that 100% of donations will go to building the impact and quality of the Junior Classics. If you have feedback and thoughts on how we can do things better, please send an email
to juniorclassicspodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening to the Junior Classics.